SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Ladies and gentlemen.
Please welcome.
It's the opening kickoff with Carver and Lisi.
Carver and Lisi with you, Sports Grid Radio, Sirius XM, Channel 159. Great to have you with us on a Wednesday night on the grid. 844-843-6879 is the number. Very, very busy. Now, big baseball show tonight. Big baseball show. Game 5 of the World Series about to start in the Bronx. Yankees, Dodgers. Yankees trying to get themselves on a flight back to Los Angeles. We know that the Dodgers are going to be on a flight to L.A. after this game. The question is, will the Yankees be joining them for a Game 6 on Friday night out at Chavez Ravine? So we will be, of course, locked in on this over the next couple of hours. But that doesn't mean that we're not also going to have big football show. Big football show. Why not? I'm sure that we'll throw a few other things in along the way as well. Mike Carver and the encyclopedia of college football, the one, the only, go for the two, Joe Lisi. Hi, Joe.
What's up, Meat? What are you getting ready for Halloween early? You're trying to dress like the guy in the stands that ripped the ball out last night? I mean, really, you look like a dead ringer with that hat on. What are you trying to do?
Is that right?
Well, I don't know. Right? You know what kills me? And I love you. But, you know, you're out there on X yesterday, and Yankees got no shot pitching. We've been in this. Mid relievers, no relievers. They win 11-4, and all of a sudden you're back on the bandwagon. Unbelievable with you. Unbelievable with you. Now you're rocking the Yankees gear. Got the World Series hat. Who is that, Brocious? What are you doing? Brocious? Paul O'Neill? What do you got?
Had the World Series hat going for the last couple shows.
You got
shows.
A better shot of Mickey Morandini coming up to the plate tonight than you potentially winning. What do you think about that?
I mean, if that's what you'd like to say, that's fine. If you're calling it here 4 minutes before
no,
first pitch,
actually, I have rooting interest. I want to see New York
no
come
shot.
Out. You said they have no shot.
They have no shot of winning the series. They got no shot of winning the series.
Why not? You're a Yankee fan.
They don't have enough to win four in a row. They don't have enough.
You're a big tough guy going to the Catalina wine mixer last week, and all of a sudden you're wearing
that
hat.
What is that, the Catalina wine mixer? I don't understand what that is. What's the cat?
Say it. You're a Catalina wine mixer. You were gone on Friday.
Pow, pow.
Pow, pow, pow.
Pow, okay. I'm not picking it up. I'm not picking up anything that you're putting down right now. I have no idea what you're
talking about. You know what I'm talking about. Don't act like you don't know.
Pow!
You know. Pow! You don't know. Catalina wine mixer. Pow! Pow!
I have no idea what you're saying. You're going to have to get me up to speed. I have no idea what you're talking about with the Catalina
wine
mixer.
That was the rumor on the street. Rumor on the street is that you were drinking mimosas and eating chips. I don't know. That's what I hear.
Okay. So we have a lot to do, obviously, this evening. Plenty going
on.
With a big football show and the Yankees, which will start in a few minutes. So I'm sure you got nothing. So me and Matias will talk about what we have on the game here. So Matias had a huge hit with Freeman last night. Matias, are you going back to the well? Or he hit a huge Freeman with a homer. He tripled the meat on Freeman last night. He had a huge four-figure hit with Freddie Freeman.
Whoa!
Going back to that well, Matias?
It was a beautiful thing. No, we're going with Teoscar Hernandez, baby. Teoscar Hernandez is the play. I'm putting it big, Mike. Not fear. $125 to win $906 back because we're feeling good after yesterday's four-figure win. We got to go back to the well, but we're changing it up. Let's go.
How about that, Joe? Going for it all here with these guys. Going
the kid's going for a fly ball. I like that. I like when he goes yard.
I went with Soto. I went with Mookie Betts. And I hit Wells last night, and I went back to it because I feel like he's got a little something cooking now. He might run into another one here tonight against Flaherty. So those are the guys that we got from. I went back to the last night, the stolen bases. Volpe got two, Jazz got one. We're going back to it again tonight. I played them both for one, played them both for two. So we'll see if Yankees got to be aggressive on the bases. Try to get guys on. Those two guys specifically, they're going to have to try to move them along. So that's where we're sitting. I played Judge for a couple RBIs.
You got it all figured out.
I don't have it all figured out. It's just that's what I'm playing. You're playing anything in the game, you're sitting it out. Like you're protesting the game. You're not in. You're upset that the World Series is on and it's going to interrupt the usual Wednesday football show. So you're upset about that the game's on. You were hoping it would be over last night and you wouldn't have to deal with it, pretty much, right?
Now, that's not right, Corfer. That's not right.
It's true. It's true.
No,
I mean, that's what you were hoping.
Not true, Corver. Not true.
Not true.
You want me to jump in?
Okay. Well, what do you got cooking tonight? Little Liberty on the plate for you tonight?
That was the hot play today, huh?
Liberty in Jacksonville State. You got Western Kentucky and Kennesaw going tonight as well. Conference USA Wednesdays. We got the Maction next week, right? Maction starts
November.
On Tuesday and Wednesday next week.
Correct.
Get you a little... Northern Illinois, Western Michigan next Wednesday night here.
That's a good game, Carver. See, that's a good game. Jacksonville State looks like they're driving. Oh, no, Liberty's driving. So there you go.
Liberty's on the 18. So
good for them.
They're on the move. And I guess, so these teams get out of the way for the MAC next week, right? Yeah, they do.
Yeah.
So the MAC takes over on Tuesdays and Wednesdays after this week. That's a shame. We'll miss all these Conference USA teams. These games are so bad. These Conference USA games. It's just awful
that.
Football. Awful
yeah,
football.
Yeah, you think?
Oh, it's just brutal. Brutal. So here comes Cole before they get going here in the Bronx. Beautiful night for baseball. I mean, the weather can't be as bad, on October 30th, Joe, for it to be, it was like 70 today. In the New York City area. I mean, just unbelievable.
That's not good.
I prefer to fall, too. I prefer you get the fall weather in. But might help some balls carry out a little bit more tonight. We shall see. And Cole, this guy better earn his
money tonight. Aaron Judge going to live up to the hype. He got a hit last night.
Got a hit and was on base a bunch of times. So we'll see if he can actually push things forward here after an awful first three games of the series. And here comes your boy, Ohtani, to start things off for World Series game number 5. Ohtani's compromised, Joe, playing with basically one shoulder here.
But he's running like
compromised.
This.
He's running like this. With like the chicken wing over his head. And if he's running like that, Joe, you'd have to think it's affecting him swinging a bat. I mean, now that doesn't mean he's useless. He could put a charge in one at any time, and he just did. But it goes straight to center field. It doesn't go anywhere. Right to Judge. One pitch, one out for Cole. That's what we like to see, Joe. Efficiency tonight. Quick outs. Get him in the
dugout.
You're ahead of me.
So
it's about time because Kurtz was about a minute ahead of me last night, and I had to deal with it. So I care more about it than you. So that's good. I'll be ahead of you tonight in terms of what goes on in the game. You can have the Liberty game on. And you can worry about what's cooking with that crew over there in Conference USA.
That's not right by you. It's really not right.
Now, we are going to talk about these games, Joe. There's some significant college football games this week. Not a great week. I don't think it's a great week.
It's not a great week, but you got big games,
including this Penn State-Ohio State game, which we'll talk about. Miami and Duke, Manny Diaz heading back to South Florida this Saturday with a very big number to maybe cover. So we have that, lots of NFL as well. Carver and Lisi, Sports Grid Radio, Sirius XM 159. We're back after this.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24-7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
And we're back. Carver and Lisi, Sports Grid Radio, Sirius XM, Channel 159. Great to have you here on a Wednesday night. The grid. All right, Joe. 1-2-3 for Cole in the top of the first. Very easy top of the first for Gerrit Cole, as
good
the Yankees will now come to bat against Jack Flaherty and see if they can get some things cooking here for us. So we'll be diving in and out, Joe. Something's happening in the game. We're obviously watching the game. Things will be cooking there, but I have a lot of things. Because remember, I only get Joe for like 13 hours and 50 minutes now every week. Or shall I say 3 hours and 50 minutes. It used to be 13 hours and 50 minutes. Now it's 3 hours and 50 minutes. So I try to get as much out of Joe as I can. I want
Joe
at his maximum
effort. How are you figuring the 3 hours and 50 minutes? How are you figuring that?
That's kind of an inside joke, Joe. Since that week that you ran a little late, you got here 10 minutes late. So ever since then, I say 3 hours and 50 minutes. Just to kind of give you the business a little bit. So that's okay. We're allowed to do that every once in a while. You tried doing it with me before. I didn't get the reference. You didn't get the reference here. So the Catalina wine mixer, whatever the hell that is. I have no idea what that means. It makes no sense to me whatsoever. But one day you'll let me know.
Catalina wine mixer, bam! Pow!
Still not picking it up. So we'll have to circle back to that later on and see what goes on with the Catalina wine mixer.
You want to give out Prestige Worldwide picks tonight?
Prestige Worldwide picks. What does that mean? Do you have you already have Double Diamond, no doubt about it. Lead Pipe locks for the week. Is that what you're trying to tell me?
It's possible.
Syndicate plays. You got syndicate plays for the syndicate with the Jets and the Texans tomorrow night. You've got that already cooking in the kitchen?
No, I lost money on Monday night. It happens. But
Did you?
Yeah, I had Singletary and Wandale Robinson left me at
the guys, you want to know what those guys did? Zero. Absolutely nothing. Those guys were gutless, Joe. There was a lot of gutless. A lot of gutless performances all over the map, to be quite honest with you. Over the past couple of days, that we will get to, indeed. So no good for you, huh? That job, was it because you tried going after Russ because you got a problem with Russ. So
yeah.
you probably played the Giants too, right? Did you play the Giants in the game also?
No, I took them in game a little bit, but nothing to wet the beak.
Took them in game. Uh-huh. Nothing to wet the beak. Nothing to wet. Torres grounds out. For the first out, how about this Soto? Maybe this Soto can get things going for the Yankees here. Let's go. That's right, Matias. Let's go. Matias, by the way, soaring like a falcon last night with his birds after that big win over the Bucks last week. Soaring like a falcon, Joe, here on Carver and
Lisi.
And we're ready to go. We're ready to go for more against the Cowboys, guys. Guns blazing, baby. Let's go.
I'm telling you this right now. They're going to get smashed by the Cowboys.
Wow.
That could be a principal play. Smashed.
Smashed, he's saying.
Smashed
by the Cowboys.
Smashed. Yes.
You know what? Joe also liked the Panthers last week, so forget about it. All I'm saying,
I like the
Falcons
Panthers.
Are gonna roll.
The Panthers, the Patriots, the Browns. Who else?
You've been dipping your toe in that Panther water a lot this year, and I don't know when it's when are you going to get out of it.
What was I in the NFL?
You know what, Joe? You actually spoke bad about the Panthers today. I heard you speaking on other shows on the network today, talking about how you're done with the Panthers. You're absolutely done with them. They're done with Bryce Young. You're done with the whole organization. So I'm glad you finally came to the right side.
Oh, my God.
You were last week in the NFL 2-2, Joe.
All right.
2-2.
How was I in college?
In college, hold on a second. I was 3-1 NFL. You were 2-2, so I gained a game on you with the NFL. For the college, you were 5-2. and I had a bad week. I was 2-5, so I still have the lead on you for the season. But I, you know, last week, I'm not going to lie, if there was something that took a little backseat with the picks, it was the college with me. And that ball is absolutely smashed. Aaron Judge, a 2-run homer into the right field seats. Here we go. Walk to Soto, homer to Judge, 2-0 Yankees, bottom of the first, and away we go, Joe, in the Bronx at the Boogie Down.
This is it. This is it. Aaron Judge breaks out. He's earning his money. There he is.
He's earning his money.
That's
about
it. He's
that.
Back.
403 feet. That was not a cheapie. That was not a cheapie right there. He got all of that one out to right field the opposite way. So not the best start for Flaherty here. Here comes the Yankees now. Let's go, Joe. Let's go.
They got life. They got life, the Yankees.
No life. They open the door. Don't let them come through it. Don't let them come through it, Joe. You open the door.
Oh, boy. A lot of pressure. When's game six?
Now, can Jazz get on here and steal second and third?
When's
How
game
about that?
Six if they win?
Friday night.
Ooh.
Yeah.
Ooh. Da-da-da-da-da. And then game seven?
Saturday night. Friday night, Saturday night.
Wow. In L.A.?
In L.A., Friday and Saturday night, yeah.
Wow.
Now, when would you say, Joe, would be the moment where the Dodgers will start to feel the pressure and squeeze the bat a little bit? Is it
Where's
if they lose
six?
Tonight?
Game six in L.A.?
Yeah. Yeah. Mm. So do you think it's if they go home and they've crawled back to 3-2, or do you think it's
3-3? Yeah, of course.
Were they obvious? You know you feel it at 3-3. And
yeah,
how about this,
3-3.
Joe? How about Jazz? Oh, Jazz going downtown now. Look out.
I missed him.
Look
I wanted
out.
To take him plus 680.
Well, you should have took him. Downtown for Jazz right here. 3-0 Yankees.
Wow, Jazz hands. How about that?
And what really bothers me, Joe, is I played him last night. I didn't play him tonight. Carver and Lisi, Sports Grid Radio, Sirius XM, Channel 159. We're just getting going here. 3-0 Yankees, bottom one, World Series. Let's ride.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24-7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Carver and Lisi, Sports Grid Radio, Sirius XM, Channel 159, with you on the grid. So quite the start here, Joe. You get the 2-run homer from Judge, you get the Jazz homer. Then Giancarlo hit a ball to center that Kike Hernandez almost misplayed, but he was able to readjust himself and get it. And the Yankees are still hitting here. Rizzo's up, bottom one, two outs. And Flaherty's now thrown 23 pitches. And he's having all kinds of problems in the first. There's already action in the Dodger bullpen. Remember, they did a bullpen game yesterday. They used a lot of the soft underbelly of their pen. So their big guys are available tonight, but they might, you know, they're already in a 3-0 hole. So they're going to need their offense to do something against Gerrit Cole here. We were just talking about something in the break, Joe, and I was going to bring it up to you eventually, and Matias did. Did you see Tua today talking about, so I guess he was asked by the media about the drop snaps last week in the Cardinal game. And he was really, I guess you could say the best way to phrase it is defensive about the situation. You know, it's easy for you guys watching on the couch eating chips, I believe was kind of his line. You know,
Not right.
Now, Joe, I've noticed something with Tua this year, and it's whether it was that today, last week talking about his concussions and that, you know, he doesn't really care what anyone thinks, and he doesn't. And he's had a very, like, I don't give a you-know-what, what I say type of attitude when he's doing these press conferences. And even before he got hurt in training camp, the first couple weeks of the season, you kind of felt it from him, too. Like, it's almost like he's really just doesn't care who he upsets or how he comes across, let's just say. in his speaking with the media.
Money will do that, right? I mean, what's he getting paid? I mean, you know, come on. I mean, money changes that. You could talk to anybody anyway. You know, you think he cares? He's getting 50, 60 million bucks, right? It doesn't matter if he wins or loses. He's content. You know, the belly's full, as they say. The belly's full.
Right, Joe? Man, that was gutless the way they lost that game to Arizona.
Their coach is gutless. I keep telling you, you think he's good. You think he's a guru.
I don't think he's good. I think he's good for Tua. I don't know if he's good for the whole team. I think he's good for Tua. I don't know if he's good for everything.
Hire him as a life coach then. I mean, what do you want me to say? I mean, at the end of the day.
You can't argue, Joe, that he became a better player when he got the job. Tua, I'm talking about.
He did, but he doesn't coach defense. His team has no intensity, no mentality of toughness. This team sucks. I mean, come on, let's call it what it is. I mean, you know, I know people hated Brian Flores for talking, but you know what? You need something in between, okay? You can't have that Mike McDaniel kissing all these players' asses when they're not playing well, especially when their defense, and you know this, their defense, Carver, never takes games over. Their defense never will take over a game. You know that as well as I do. They get pushed around, they get kicked in the chops, and they fold themselves into a corner come playoff time. That's all they do. That's what the Dolphins are good for.
I hope they get absolutely steamrolled in Buffalo this Sunday. I hope the Bills put like that. They really put the icing
line
on their season.
That's a fishy line, though, Carver. Fishy line.
There's some real fishy. You want to talk fishy lines, Joe. I mean, the NFL, I feel like, is littered with them this week.
Oh, yeah? Man, what do you got?
No more than tomorrow night, right? I mean, Jets being 1.5-point favorite over Houston. It's kind of on the surface. You know, you get it. Home team, short week, blah, blah, blah. One team is 6-2, though, and one team is 2-6. That makes you look at it and go, what am I missing here? With the Jets being 1.5-point favorite, they've looked so bad. Why are they favored in this game, Joe? Riddle me that. Why are the Jets favored tomorrow night?
So they could get Jet money.
Jet money.
The books make jet. The sharps think. When you start asking why is this and why is that, you know.
Carver and Lisi, Sports Grid Radio. I'll let Joe finish that when we come back. SiriusXM 159. Back every day.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Coming back. Carver and Lisi, Sports Grid Radio, SiriusXM 159. Here with you on a Wednesday night on the grid. Yankees Dodgers World Series Game 5. Yankees up 3-0. Cole has struck out the first two batters here in the top of the second. Hernandez and Muncy as he faces Kike Hernandez now here with nobody on and two out. So good start for Cole. 5 up, 5 down against the Dodger lineup. And he's got himself a lead. No excuses for the big man. Make that 6 up and 6 down as he flies out to right. And
guy's so
Juan
good.
So good.
This guy's just so good.
To finish what we were saying, Joe. So you're saying jet money to get the jet money. So you're expecting the Texans to go in there and take care of business on Thursday night? No problem.
I probably won't bet the spread, but if I had to, I would take the Texans. I want to see. Again, this is the last stand, Carver. It's prime time. Aaron Rodgers and the team have lost 5 straight.
They're finished. There's no more last stand. They're done. They're
I said that the Patriots would win last week, actually push them to the limit. I said that this team is being priced like they won 4 games as opposed to lost 4 games last week. Now they lost 5 games. Who's coaching the team? Team is running
now
itself.
They're being priced again like they're the team coming in. They're being priced like the team that's 6-2,
well,
not the team
that's
2-6.
This is Aaron Rodgers prime time, you know, short week.
This is not MVP Aaron Rodgers. This guy's a loser.
You don't have to tell me, guys. You don't have to tell me. I know. Yeah. I know. You know, ever since he went with those psychedelics, he's been off the rails. What do you want from me? Keep going. And what was he eating? Shrooms out there in Oregon? What was he doing? Whatever he was doing, he should go back to the cave and come back out and see if he still wants to play football, because he's gutless. Okay. All of the wants, this guy. I want Nate Hackett. I want Randall Cobb. I want all the guys
him,
I couldn't win.
Him.
You know, give me
there it is.
Guys
him,
I couldn't him. Win with in Green Bay. And then all of a sudden, Green Bay starts winning with a first-year quarterback, Jordan Love, and all young guys. And Aaron Rodgers doesn't know his ass from his elbow. Let's call it like it is. I'm sick of Aaron Rodgers. I really am. He's not a team player. If he really cared about winning for the Jets, Carver, he would have been in mandatory OTAs. He would have did what Tom Brady did when he moved from – yeah, but he would have. When he moved from New England to Tampa, what did Tom do? Got with all the wide receivers, started throwing, getting on the same page.
Yeah, but he had a very important trip to Egypt that he booked last year, and he had to go ride the camel over there and to do all –
Yeah, but you're going to get me all hot, though, you know. This is Aaron Rodgers in a nutshell. It's the same thing in Russ when he was with Denver, right? He did that photo op to try and get on the same page. There's just certain quarterbacks that are team guys and other guys that are not. It's evident. You know, Aaron Rodgers wants it his way or no way. Mm. Right?
I'm not going to disagree with
you. Let me just say this, Carver. Are they going if they're 2-8, 2-10? He's done, as we know, I'm sure. Oh, his back, a hammy, something will pop up. He'll miss the final four games of the regular season. But what are you going to keep this guy? There's no locker room. Who are you going to get as head coach? Supposedly Rex Ryan wants to throw his hat in the ring. Big bad Rex.
Man, look at this Volpe, Joe. The pride of New Jersey here with a double to lead off the second. Volpe after the big night he had last night.
All of a sudden, Volpe playing well, huh?
He's getting involved. Getting involved. All of a sudden, Volpe lacing one down the left field line. Laced it, Joe. You love to see
look
it. You really do.
Look at him run. Look at him
later
run.
Later on, we'll do the SGP for the Jets and the Texans. In the second hour, as we'll try to put that together for you here. But yeah, there's a few lines, Joe, that kind of just stick out. Like, what are we?
Well, go ahead. Tell me what they are. Tell them to me.
You know.
Tell them to me.
Tell them to me. I think the Broncos are getting way too many points in Baltimore for how they've played on the road this year.
They're going to get smashed.
Oh, smashed. No doubt.
Don't do yourself. Do yourself a favor. I'm telling you this right now. Don't take the points with Denver. Don't do it. You're wasting your money. I don't want to see you lose your hard-earned money that way. Don't bet it on Denver. Okay? Don't do it.
Yeah, I know. You're everyone's All-American with the picks. You've been everyone's All-American. So yeah. I guess I'll have to sit back. Guess you're on the Rams this week too in Seattle, right? You'll be a Ram guy this week in Seattle. Ram. Everyone on the Rams.
Yeah. Rams are going to make the playoffs. Playoffs?
I don't think so.
Yeah, anyway. Come on, Hero. What are your seven teams in the NFC?
I mean, look, I don't think everyone thinks that all these North teams are going to make it.
Who are you putting in,
I don't,
Hero?
You're not, I'm trying to talk. I'm trying to tell you that. I don't think that all the North teams are going to get in like everyone does. No. So I still think that the NFC East is somehow going to get two. Philly and Washington going to make it out of the NFC East. I think the North's going to have two. So is it possible? Sure, maybe. I think it's going to depend on how Arizona plays. Going forward, because they've kind of now stepped up a little bit with how they've played the last few weeks, and they've beaten the Rams already. Remember that? I know Rams, different Ram team, didn't have Cup, didn't have Puka. It's amazing how much different they are, Joe, when they have those two guys out there, how much that offense flows with both of them. So I mean, it's possible. What's the schedule to look like, Joe? Win, win, win. What do they have coming up?
Easy. Who, the Rams?
Yeah.
Let me see. Here we go.
I got it here, Joe.
I got it right here. Rams play Dolphins.
Win.
Dolphins, Pats,
Monday night game. That's not exciting.
Saints.
A lot of Ram Bills. Primetime games coming up here. Saints. Oh, a base hit for Verdugo. 4-0 Yankees. 4-0 Yankees.
Wow. Wow, you're all excited. The Yankees are back. Look at this.
Not back yet. Probably not all the way back till it's 3-3, Joe, in the series. That's when they're all the way back.
They got a shot, Corver. They got
That's when you really believe. That's when you believe it can happen.
I hope they don't rip your heart out.
Yeah, they probably will. You know, most of my teams are pretty good at doing that. So, wouldn't stun me whatsoever. I don't know, Joe. I think they can win in Seattle this week and get to 4-4.
Carl, but they're going to smash
I don't like
Seattle.
That Seahawk team. I don't like that Seahawk team at all.
They're going to smash Seattle.
Smash is hard. You know, smash is kind of hard.
They beat them 35-14 last year. They're going to a similar result.
Smash them. Smash yes. City for them. Mm-hmm. The schedule is kind of tough, so I don't think that you can. Schedule does have some.
Well, then
some
bet
tough
to
spots
the no, Hero. Bet to the no. Now you only have half a mind.
Again, as I was trying to say to you, I don't think it's impossible, but I think that there's teams that are a little bit better than them and have gotten
off to
some
better start.
You have
it all figured out. You're the wheel, as
Again,
they say.
I have nothing figured out, Joe. There's nothing figured out with me. This is the NFL. Not for long. Okay? Not for long. That's how long you're in your spot. Not for long. I don't see everybody crowning the Bears anymore after Eberflus last week.
Yeah, Eberflus human anchor. Week. Human anchor, I told you.
He's brutal. He's brutal. Carver and Lisi, Sports Grid Radio, Sirius XM 159. We're back after this.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
And we're back. Carver and Lisi, Sports Grid Radio, Sirius XM. Channel 159. Good to have you here. So Flaherty's night is done. For the Dodgers here in the bottom of the second, as they take him out, he only goes an inning and a third, gives up four runs. Verdugo now goes to second on a passed ball. So Banda did come in and get the first out, striking out Torres. Soto's now up with a man on second and two out, and we'll see if he can extend a little bit more here.
What's his name? Banda?
Banda's pitching for the Banda the Panda. Is pitching for the Dodgers right now, Joe. Boy, Banda, the lefty. Oh. And look, they're going to have to use, it's like last night for them now. This is basically a bullpen game now. When your starter only goes an inning and a third, you got a lot of outs to cover throughout the entire night. So we'll see how Dave Roberts is going to go ahead and deploy after this. Getting back to the human anchor, Joe. What bothered you the most this week? Now, if I was a Bear fan and I had to rank all the things that would bother me about them losing that game, because that's a bad loss, Joe, a really bad loss. The way that they came back, take the lead, and to lose on a Hail Mary that was didn't even reach the end zone. Let's remember that, Joe. Didn't even reach the end zone. It was dipped back to Brown in the end zone. I don't know if my coverage on the Hail Mary would be the thing that I'm upset the most about. I don't know if it's him basically poo-pooing and not really saying it was that big of a deal that the Stevenson guy was jawing with the fans as the ball's basically in the air and then he runs over and he's the guy that dips it. I don't know if it was him trying to give the ball to a defensive lineman down at the goal line to score like a, I think I saw you tweet this and call it a Fridge Perry play they were trying to run on the goal line, or the fact that afterwards he kind of talked about the game like, oh, you know, this is improvement for us. That's a bad loss, Joe, and he is the human anchor.
He's terrible, Carver. Matt Eberflus will never be looked at as an above-average coach, at least not in my book. You know, he doesn't understand personnel. He doesn't understand the offensive side of the ball. That was clearly evident when he went to Nick Saban to ask how he mentors and he coaches up Caleb Williams. You got to be kidding me. You got to be kidding me.
Williams sucked on Sunday too, Joe. Williams sucked in that game against Jaden Daniels.
We know we've said it all the year, Carver. Jaden Daniels, best quarterback. Don't you know, start all of a sudden. I said, you know, like you said, Williams, like, you know, like you called it out of a rabbit out of a hat. I mean, come on now.
What are you talking about?
You know what I'm saying. You didn't make I said it statement about Caleb Williams. Like, now all of a sudden, Caleb Williams sucks. Everybody was raving about Caleb Williams the last 3 weeks. Everybody, Caleb.
Me and you sat here for 9 months from January to September, both of us, me and you, saying that we both would have taken Daniels over Caleb Williams. I think we both said that for 9 months. So there's no real I said it's here. I mean, there's an I said it from us after one game. Daniels has obviously been, after 8 weeks of a season, Daniels is better. I thought Williams was bad in that game, too. Williams did nothing. Mm-hmm. Well, the only reason the Bears were in there is because Swift had a huge game and was able to run the rock. I mean, that was their offense for the Bears in that game. So I thought that Williams stunk, to be quite honest with you. And a lot of toughness from Daniels. I can't believe he even played.
Yeah.
The way they were talking it up all week.
Well, I mean, 323, the kid's a gamer, Carver. The kid's a gamer. Kid has heart. Kid wanted it, okay? Reminds me a little of myself. You know, kid has heart. Wears it on his sleeve, you know? They call me the little Italian with the big heart. Yeah. Just like Emmanuel Griot.
Emiliano Griot, the little Argentinian with a big heart, just like him.
That's it. Yeah.
Just like him, baby. The little Argentinian with a big heart.
Speak softly, but carry a big club.
A big club. He carried a big club for us here, Joe. Judge is up now, first and second, two outs against Bonda here, as he's going to look to really blow this open, and it gets by him. I guess that was ball four anyway. So base is now loaded, Joe, with two outs. And Jazz Chisholm coming back up.
Oh, Jazz hands. He's going to hit two home runs because I didn't bet him. I know it.
He probably is. You're right. And because
this is going to be like $2,000. It's going to be like a $2,000 shot.
Now, I did play him small parlayed with Teoscar. So I do need, now like Matias, me and Matias both needed Teoscar Hernandez homer. Because I had him small play with Jazz.
Dave Roberts
play Jazz,
will be popping the Tums on the train, on the plane home tonight.
He's going to have.
We still got the Teoscar Hernandez home run coming. It's gonna revive the night. Let's go.
I hope it's a nice late garbage time homer when the Dodgers are down 12-1 in this game. There you go. Boom. Pop one for Teoscar and let it fly.
Look at this.
That would
Jazz
be outstanding.
Chisholm. Where did they get this guy from? Where did they get him from? Miami?
Miami. And he grounds out to first.
Chisholm.
That was a big Yankees really could have busted that thing open. They only end up with one run after loading up the bases. So we go to the third in the Bronx. 4-0 Yankees in that. A few other things, Joe. And we're going to, at the top of the next hour, I want to get into some college football things with you. And we will do the SGP. What do you think about Deontay Johnson going to the Ravens back in the AFC North?
Yeah, no big deal.
I mean, he certainly cried his way out of Carolina after
you
that
blame
game
him?
On Sunday.
You certainly, blame him?
Probably not. I can't blame him, Joe. I don't blame him. So you're right about that. Can you blame him? No, you can't. Not at all. Joey Silk said that the Bengals can still get to 10 wins. No problem. We just got to win what? 7 out of our last 9? No problem. Get to 10. No big deal. Good to go. I think that's that train's done too, Joe. The Joey Silk train this year for the Bengals. Finished. Carver and Lisi, Sports Grid Radio, Sirius XM 159. We're back here.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24-7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Yeah, and we're back. Barbara and Lisi, Sports Grid Radio, Sirius XM, Channel 159. Here with you on the grid. 4-0, Cole back out here in the top of the third, and that was Edmund who punches one down the left field line, but it does find the seats. Foul for him. 7-2, 7-3, whatever it is, Joe. No problem, Silk says. They can.
Hey, if anybody could do it, I believe in Joe Burrow. Joey Silk.
Not with that outfit he's got around him. Not with that crew he's got with him. Not his year, Joe. Time to scrape it down and put it back up in Cincinnati.
Really?
Scrape it down and put it back up. Yeah.
Okay.
Had a small window there for a couple of years. I think the coach leaves a little bit to be desired. I think that he might be someone that might have to get a new general for Joe Silk. There in Cincinnati.
New general.
That might be part of the problem. Yeah.
New general.
New okay. general for him. New general. Why not, Joe? I mean, it's Cole's just absolutely shoving here as he gets Edmund looking for his third strikeout in the top of the third inning. You just love to see it on so many levels. I think the Eagles are playing some good football right now too, Joe. I liked what I'm seeing from the Eagles. That was just the silver dollar lead pipe lock of my year was that Eagle game against the Bengals last Sunday. And now they come in at home with the Jags laying 7.5. I think they're playing good ball, and I think they're going to continue to. Double-digit win.
Eagles defensively are playing very well. Forget the offense. 2 weeks ago was Saquon. Eagles last week, Jalen Hurts threw for 230. But the defense now is buckled up. They contained Deshaun, Daniel Jones, and now last week against Joe Burrow to hold them to 17, even the fact that T. Higgins didn't play, that was a dominant defensive effort. I can honestly go back to saying the Eagles now potentially, in my opinion, second-best team in the NFC. Because of the Jordan Love injury, I go Detroit, Philadelphia, Green Bay, my opinion.
I think that we're in agreement on Detroit. I think they're far and away the best team in the NFC so far this year. Okay. I think you take it how far they went last year, pretty much the same group back. I admit, you know, obviously they're losing Hutchinson, but I have a feeling, Joe, they're going to get someone in the next week before the deadline that's going to help them rush the passer. I think they're going to go into Green Bay this week and win, especially – you might not have Love out there. I mean, who knows? Love's now had a couple of injuries this year, which is very concerning for the Packers. And if Love's out there, Joe, I'm with you. I think you put the Packers in the conversation in that best three or four teams. But I think the Lions are just – I think the Lions have a little bit of breathing room
on
everyone.
Even at home in Lambeau?
I think the Lions are that much better than everyone right now in the NFC. They're that much better than everyone. They're
That's
playing
terrible.
Great, Joe. I mean, I hope that for
they're
their
playing
sake,
phenomenal.
They're not
great ball.
I hope this isn't their
defensive
peak this year.
What?
I hope this isn't their peak. I hope they're not peaking right now. And yeah. I think they're playing great football, and I think that'll carry
over. Goff in the MVP race.
I think he should be there. I think he should be there. I know the Chiefs are undefeated, but I don't think that necessarily, and I know Mahomes, it's because he's Mahomes. I don't think that Mahomes should be, you know, up in that conversation right now. He leads the league in picks. Yeah. I don't think that they have their undefeated record solely because of him. I think that they've done a lot of things very good defensively and otherwise. But he's Mahomes, so he's always going to get that juice. I think, you know, Mahomes by default, Goff, Allen, and Lamar. I think that those are the four guys that are kind of stretching themselves ahead of everyone else right now, right?
Yeah, it's a good point. I mean, Goff, just from numbers, is putting up 22 or 25 2 weeks ago. I mean, you know, last week he didn't have to do a lot through the air, but Mahomes, I mean, Mahomes still is, you know, inconsistent with the passing attack. The defense has been good, and but he's there come playoff time. You know that as well as anybody.
Absolutely. Absolutely. No doubt, Joe. We'll come back.
The one that I have question marks is Lamar. And I know it's after an AFC championship.
Carver and Lisi, Sports Grid Radio, Sirius XM 159, Hour 2, next.